So, Mike, if you do the honors,
please. Oh, we're started already. Here we go.
Start on the clock.
Again, the digital timer.
Our 2 minutes on our show. So, just to be that we're honest. T-minus 8 weeks until mix.
Close.
Very close. It's like 54 days.
Oh, no. Don't say that. It's quick. It's coming up. It's coming up fast.
It's kind of exciting, though.
It is exciting.
Registration has been really strong. Mm-hmm. People have been really excited about mix this year.
Matter of fact, very strong. I mean, I remember, so I was sick, unfortunately, went away for a couple days. We've got this little gadget that we run in the on our desktops.
That you built?
Windows 7 desktop, yeah, that monitors registrations. And it's always fun. Does a little cash register noise when people register. It's always fun to hear people signing up. So I was sick for a couple days. I went away. I came back and saw the gadget, and I actually kind of freaked out. I'm like, oh, no, there's a bug in my gadget, because it spiked, like, ridiculously.
Yes. Yep.
So thank you, everybody, to signing up. We're going gangbusters here, signing up. Yep. Sign up quick. If that trend continues, obviously.
People are excited about mix this year, as they should be, because we have a lot of interesting stuff to say.
We do.
And people have been, obviously, as we always do, we push content out kind of in chunks. Early next week, we're going to have a huge bulk of content that's coming out.
Yep.
We've talked in the past with our other conferences about how we've been kind of like on a monthly cadence of releasing sessions. Mm-hmm. Next week, we're going to release just a gigantic amount.
And this will be new for people who have followed Mix or PDC, this agile, I'll call it the agile approach, which is, you know, develop some content for a month, release it. Develop some new content for a month. And the idea is, on the front end, we don't always know the best sessions, but we do learn those things as we go along.
Right.
And that's okay, but a lot of the feedback we get in focus groups from our attendees is, hey, I need, you know, to justify my expense, I've got to know earlier what the content's going to be. And it's hard for us because we also announce a lot of things, and we don't even know some of the detail of the content until nearer the event. But this is our effort, basically, to take as much as we can. And this it's a lot. I've seen the list.
Yeah.
Next week will be published. So if you've been monitoring the sessions online to date and haven't seen much activity, that will all change next week.
Okay. Including, we'll have some content around Windows Phone.
Windows Phone, that's right. So you'll learn, we can talk, we will learn about developing applications and games.
And games,
for the next generation of Windows Phone. So that's pretty big news.
Yes.
Yeah.
That will be exciting.
It is. There's still a discount, right?
Yep. $9.95. So
The
full price is $13.95, exactly.
So it's $400 savings.
Yep, until February 7th.
Okay.
So there's still plenty of time to sign up. And that money that you save, you can apply to a workshop that
Very
we
true.
Run on the pre-conference day, which is another entire full day of in-depth training. So it's a great deal. So, again, there's no reason to wait, because at that point, I don't think there will be any more discounts. So,
good chance to get in now, then.
Save money.
Speaking of the gadget, another little stat that it shows is how many people are signing up for workshops.
Yep.
And just kind of behind-the-scenes info. Right now, it looks like about 1 in 4 people, so 25% or so of folks are signing up for workshops. That'll probably go up a little bit, honestly.
That's
it ends
right.
up being kind of its own little event on that day, as we talked about in last week's show.
Right.
So, good opportunity to get in on that as well.
You bet. So, lots of other stuff going on as well.
Yeah.
So you want to talk about open call content.
Open call. So we did an open call. We talked a bit about it on a prior show. We got over 160, I think it was 168 or 69
Amazing.
Submissions. A huge list, all great sessions. Matter of fact, if you could find the space and just run all of them, it'd probably be a great conference all among itself, or all on its own. So we ended up picking winners. We had over 3,000 ballots. Now, these aren't votes. These are sets of votes. So that's a lot of voting that went on. Thank you, everyone, for voting for the sessions. We did publish the winners, and you can go to VisitMix or live.visitmix.com, look at the blog, and there's an entry. But some of them here, I'll just read some titles. Building Great Standards-Based Websites for the Big World Wide Web and ASP.NET 4 by Damian Edwards and, I don't know how to say it, Tatum Odi, maybe?
Yep.
Apologies if I screwed that one up. Some others, understanding the model view model pattern. We got a lot of submissions related to this. Clearly, there's a lot of interest because they were voted to the top by Laurent in this particular case. Another one by Matthias Shapiro, creating effective info visualizations in Silverlight. Mm-hmm. So InfoViz and taking all this data and visualizing it using Silverlight. That should be a good session. Sean Wildermuth, RIA Services, and WVVM again. So that
it can happen.
I'm sorry, MVVM, model view model pattern. Which again was popular. And there's a bunch of others here. Iron Ruby for the .NET developer, building Facebook apps with .NET and deploying to Azure so it brings in the cloud,
right.
Facebook. Lots of great sessions. And honestly, it feels bad that we could only pick a certain set, but we only have so many time slots and so much space in the agenda to do this.
Exactly. And actually, that leads into another good topic, which a colleague of ours, Thomas Lewis, wrote a blog post about being a vendor-led conference and how that's different from maybe an event like South by Southwest.
Mm-hmm. Or Web 2.0 or something like that.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's true. We are Microsoft. And yes, we have things that we want to say. We have a message. Mm-hmm. And so but we need to balance that with what the community has to say.
Yeah.
So, and we try really hard to strike the right balance. I know this is something that we think about a lot with the content team in terms of our strategy every year. I feel really good about what we did with Open Call this year and really taking it to the next level, making sure that the community had a voice by making sure some of their 5-minute mark.
Stir.
that their choices got into the Open Call selections.
Yep.
But we have things to say. And this Marketing in Sheep's Clothing is the name of Thomas's post or editorial.
Yeah.
And it talks about the process of the Mix team and what we go through to make sure that we're getting across our message and why we're holding Mix, but also we're taking into consideration what's going on in the industry and what people need to hear about in terms of their heterogeneous shops where it's not just Microsoft and what they have to take into consideration.
Yeah, completely. A couple other challenges that kind of come along with being a vendor-led conference is, as you said, we do have a message we have to carry, right? It's our responsibility as shareholders of the company, employees of the company, to get that out. And honestly, that's when we do focus groups, that's what our attendees expect, that this is the place to come and hear those things. But we don't want it to just be a big marketing message.
No.
Right? We need a lot of deep content. And that's a battle and a struggle that we fight internally. Microsoft's a big company. We've got lots of groups. So that tension's a good tension. It's a tough tension to have. The other thing we do with a vendor-led conference is it's kind of the story all up, all across. So it's not like another conference where I may just say, you know, I've got these topics, submit your sessions, and I don't have to stitch them all together into a single strategy,
right?
Whereas at our events, we do that. We have a strategy at the company, we try to reflect that, and we make sure that all the content reflects that, which means that all of it needs to be coordinated.
Yep.
Not just this piece and this piece and this piece. It all needs to be coordinated, which introduces its own challenges.
It's hard.
It is hard to
do. Honestly, it's hard.
It is a lot of work to do. But hopefully we've done a good job. I'll tell you, the reaction to that open call was so good, I got to imagine we'll do this again and maybe even look at how we could expand
this.
So thank you, everyone.
And we caught the cheaters, by the way.
We did catch the cheaters, yeah. People who were trying to pump up their votes.
Yes.
Yeah. We always have questions about, you know, keynote partners. How do they work? And what I mean when I say keynote partners, these are the big names that we bring up, third parties that we bring up on stage during the context of a keynote.
Yep.
Like Hard Rock, for example, Cirque du Soleil in prior years, the Olympics, for example, are names that we bring up there. Seismic at PDC.
The early adopters who are really doing stuff with this new technology, right?
Yeah, and there's a question, you know, how do you get them up there? Do you pay them to get up there? And the answer is no. These are early adopters who have decided to take a bet on technologies that we're going to announce at the conference and probably aren't even, in a lot of cases, you know, they're under NDA. Mm-hmm. We haven't announced the content even publicly or the technology even publicly. And it's working with them starting as early as we can. And here's that weird balance again. A lot of the technology we announce is still pretty raw leading up to the conference. So these are guys who take bets and kind of know they're going to bleed a little bit, to be honest.
Yep.
We get good feedback. We help them out so that they're successful. And we work with them over the course of months, usually, leading up to the event. And I'm thinking of the group of partners that, of course, I can't talk about right now that we're working with. You know, we look for people that are recognizable, that are doing kind of industry shifts, that are just doing something amazing, compelling, and stage-worthy.
Yep.
Right? There's a lot of things you could put up on a stage with a big name that wouldn't be interesting or even appropriate for the audience that we get at Mix. So there's a lot of pivots that we go through, lots of discussions, lots of working very closely, and, of course, hopefully at the end of the day we meet the timeline and we have a great experience up on stage.
For months in advance of the conference. I mean, it starts way back.
Way back.
And it's just a lot of work. I mean, there's tons of meetings, tons of people on the team who are kind of making this happen. It's a tremendous amount of work. And what you get up there is, at the end of the day, is like a 3-minute demo or something from
a
partner.
But the amount of work is amazing.
It's amazing. But this is something that you, as the keynote owner for Mix, that you lead with a large team of people across the company.
Absolutely large team of people. And, you know, a lot of these early adopters, as we call them, come from programs throughout the company who work with early adopters naturally anyway.
That's right.
And a lot of times we can look at those pipelines of opportunities and customers and choose from those and then kind of pick the best of the best and make sure that we get them up on stage. And, of course, it's great exposure for them as well as a good story for us. And what oftentimes we'll call proof points.
Yep.
You know, if I'm sitting in the audience and I'm looking at this brand new whiz-bang technology, these, you know, there's some credibility. Hey, if this big company adopted this technology and they've been successful as a result, that's a good story, and it's a story I want to hear. When I used to be a field guy.
It's a case study.
Absolutely. It's like a case study. Hopefully just told in kind of a Mix fun way. So, yeah, there's a lot of work. And, again, I've got to really thank the team of people who help coordinate all of those efforts.
But wait, there's more.
There's always
more. The Mix 10K is still open. We're still taking entries for that. We just announced the judges that include Eric Meyer and Jesse Warden, among others.
Big judges. Good names.
So win a free trip to Mix.
That's a good deal. So free trip.
Yep.
That's great.
Yeah.
And when is the deadline? Do you remember?
January 29th.
Okay.
So still time to do your
still a little
10
bit of time
kilobyte.
To do it. Yeah, it's just 10K. How hard can it be, right? Just open up the editor and write 10K and send it in. And we get some amazing stuff. This is always it's always fun to look through those and see the kind of submissions that we get, especially in a day where storage and bandwidth is cheap.
Yeah,
and we're not as likely to spend as much time optimizing code. This is a great exercise to kind of go back and optimize your code for a very small form factor.